The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
About Ebola. Welcome to this version of ATN with me, Kate Delaney. A couple of quick programming notes. Many of you sent me notes about Nail the Score. Aha, so you do like football after all. It's our one little teeny weeny segment that we do each week to give away some prizes if you correctly nail the game of the week in the NFL. We'll do it on our next show. Normally, it's our Wednesday to Thursday show. Instead, it's our Tuesday into Wednesday show. Hour number two, that's what you need to know. Last segment. There you go. So whatever happened to the White House fence jumper? Ruled incompetent. A federal judge ruled that Monday, 23-year-old Dominic Adesanya, who needs to be held for more psychiatric testing and treatment, he just looked across to his lawyer when the judge said that, and he kind of muttered, spectators were there, as he repeated the judge's word, incompetent, and he was told to stop it and be quiet. The judge reread a report that declared him presently unfit to understand the charges against him, so this is how it happens. At the end, he stood and yelled, stop, you're not going to do this to me. He began to struggle with the marshals. And then they led him away. He wasn't restrained by handcuffs or leg irons or any of that kind of stuff for the appearance in court, despite the resistance at another court appearance that they had. So there were court security workers who rushed toward him, and they got him out of the courtroom door that was used for people in custody. And when the door was closing, he was screaming, help me, help me, help me, out loud, and really crazy scene in that courtroom. So he's got 45 days of psychiatric testing and treatment, and then another court date for December. And remember, this was the guy who jumped over the fence, and he was immediately knocked down. You think of the dogs. Because everything that had happened with the Secret Service, there was no way that there would be any tolerance for somebody getting in the White House again like what happened the time before. But I had no idea that many people were really trying to. I understand about the protesting and signs and people doing crazy things in front of the White House, but that so many people were actually jumping the fence. I mean, here's a suggestion. Seems like we're talking about fences so much in this country. Why not raise the height of the fence? Wouldn't that help a little bit? I've been by the White House many, many times. Not a high fence. Couldn't they push it up to like 12 feet? How much is that going to cost us? I mean, I know it's not cheap, but would it be cheaper than all the other things they're doing with the Secret Service? Maybe. I think it'd be easier to catch someone because if they started to try to shimmy up to that level, try to get over the fence, you'd have to see him, for goodness sake, by then. Have to see him. So I did mention the dreaded word Ebola. In New Jersey, the nurse that was quarantined has been released, and she is furious. She was quarantined in a hospital after coming back from West Africa. They let her go on Monday. Casey Hickok is her name. And she was all over the tube saying that the quarantine was violating her rights. But after she tested negative for Ebola, they said, you know, okay, you're free to go. She was put in isolation Friday when she came home after spending a month in Sierra Leone. And her quarantine was part of a policy that the governors of New York and New Jersey instituted for all healthcare workers who had contact with Ebola patients in West Africa. And of course, Cuomo and Christie, who don't share the same party, are being lumped into one party, the party of the destructive. According to the administration, It's a global health crisis, and what they're doing is not helping. That it's unacceptable. Now, this nurse would agree. She said it's an extreme thing to do, and it is unacceptable. And I feel like my basic human rights have been violated. She said she was flummoxed. Boy, you've not heard that word in a long time. As to how New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who has no medical training, could describe her as obviously ill. She's going to go to Maine, and they're still working out the travel. That's what her attorney is saying. He's saying there's no legal basis to challenge the quarantine policies in New Jersey and in New York, but the nurse and the nurse isn't sure she wants to do so, but she's thinking about it. Every state has a different quarantine law. Some respond differently to outbreaks than others. And this is going to go to the whole Constitution as to what you can do and what you can't do. Public health. I mean, think of the shipping ports, think of the airports, and that's why some of those areas now, the areas where people are coming in from West Africa, we have people taking temperatures and doing that whole thing to see if they can catch somebody with Ebola, but I think it's strange anyway, because if it's incubating in my body, you're not going to know that. How would you possibly know that? All of a sudden it erupts, and it's too late. I've already gone through all the levels. We've already done the taking my temperature and looking for symptoms. So they released some new guidelines. That's the upshot of it, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. They just came out. It increases protection, according to Dr. Tom Frieden, by outlining different levels of exposure and different public health actions that have to be taken for the levels of exposure. Basically, we want to know about the bodily fluids, right? The bodily fluids, that's Ebola. Tell us about that. They say someone who had direct contact with infected body fluids, for example, would be classified as high risk. Somebody would be considered low risk if they traveled on an airplane with a person showing symptoms of Ebola. And they keep arguing about travel restrictions, that it's a huge outbreak and we can't afford to do that. Who can't afford to do that? But regardless, it doesn't matter. In the sense that these are just the guidelines. The director of the CDC said that an active 21-day monitoring began Monday in six states where about 70% of the air travelers enter the U.S. from Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone. And they're the hardest hit countries. We all know that by now, 5,000 people dead in West Africa. And the states are New York, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Virginia, New Jersey, and Georgia. So it makes you wonder, okay, hey, they're monitoring people. That means that they pulled them aside and looked at them as somebody maybe with a spike in their temperature or whatever, that they've got this 21-day period. They're going to watch and see what happens because they came from those areas. So were they exposed to the Ebola virus, rather, or not? They're going to require them to report their temperatures, anything that would show any symptoms of Ebola. All of that. I don't think we've seen the last of it. I think we're going to see it crop up, unfortunately. Maybe in those states where they're monitoring. Hopefully not. Hopefully that's not what we're going to see. All right, stay with us, folks. We've just scratched the surface for this hour anyway of America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment daily basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
You're gonna love our next guest. I think she has the coolest job ever. I'm serious. Carrie Stewart Parks is an internationally known FBI-trained forensic artist. And she actually has a book out called A Cry from the Dust. You know, all of us now think that we're, or maybe we are, amateurs when it comes to that. Did you dust for fingerprints? Somebody said that the other day. When I happen to be around, I'm like, what? Who? Do you have your kit? Where is your kit? But she really knows about this kind of stuff. And we're talking about forensic evidence, which couldn't be bigger in so, so many cases. We're seeing it time and time again. Even lately, some of that forensic evidence that bubbled up in what happened in Ferguson, Missouri back in August with the Michael Brown killing. It's going back to the whole, you know, it's reignited the debate in that town as to what really happened. And then the sad story of Hannah Graham and, you know, her disappearance. And now they're waiting on the results from the forensic autopsy to figure it all out. And of course, they know now, I think at this point that it was Graham, but the point of it is forensic science has exploded, I think, like we've never seen. Hey, Carrie, thanks so much for coming back on America Tonight.
I'm so glad to be here, and thank you for having me.
So what is it about now? Has forensics just kind of caught up, or more people can afford it, or we see that it really works and it solves some of these mysteries, or what?
Well, it's a combination of all of those things. I remember back when I first started working in a crime lab, they said, we've got this new thing, it's called forensics, and nobody knew what I was talking about. And that was back in the 80s, actually it's that recent. But it's become very, very, it's to such an extent that they even have something called the CSI syndrome, where people become so obsessed by the CSI shows that their expectation is in every case that there will be DNA and, a purse matching, through DNA. So people become really involved and caught up in it. On the other hand, it is a fascinating field, and I think particularly the field that I am, which is in the forensic art field.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And you're teaching that too, right? Aren't you teaching these courses to a lot of different law enforcement types?
Yes. Last week I was in Pikeville, Kentucky, teaching for the Kentucky State Police. And this week I'm in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, teaching for the Mount Pleasant Police Department. And we have students that come from about 10 different states flying in to take these classes.
Yeah. What are their biggest questions when you go through all the material? What is it that seems to really pique their interest?
Well, a lot of people want to know if you have to be an artist to mm-hmm. be in the field of forensic art, and the answer is no. I will teach you how to draw. The second is, isn't it icky? Aren't you dealing with dead bodies and nasty, icky things? Which around Halloween is a pretty valid question. And the answer is, yes, sometimes. I just tell the police that I don't do smell, and we get along just famously.
What's been the most rewarding thing for you about this career?
When you catch the bad guy and you put him away. I once had a case where I did a total of 16 drawings, and they caught the fellows, and then I was hired by the television station to go in and draw them. And so I was sitting there, and the FBI agent I worked with was sitting there, and they walked into the room, and I wasn't even thinking. I went, yes, really loud. It looked like my drawing. It was just so exciting to see the faces that I had been putting on paper for so long come to life and walk into the room, and there they were.
I love it. Tell us about A Cry from the Dust.
Cry from the Dust is the story of, oddly enough, a forensic artist named Glenn Marcy, who becomes involved in an 1857 massacre site that was done by Mormon fundamentalists called Avenging Angels. And it is a mystery thriller that is very exciting. You need a lot of press, a lot of notice, because it's a very unique story.
Yeah, so when you put this together, I mean, obviously they say write about what you know about. So you knew about the field, and I'm sure when you put the pen to paper, so to speak, I guess it's really computer strokes maybe. When you sat down and pounded that out, did it come to you naturally because of your profession?
In part of it did. I do outlining. That is, actually, I draw pictures oftentimes to tell the basic storyline, and then the story takes off on its own. I decided that the protagonist should also be a breast cancer survivor, which is appropriate in the month of October, as I am a breast cancer survivor, and I knew what I went through. She has a Great Pyrenees dog, which, of course, I have Great Pyrenees dogs. So I started with things that I knew, and then I started with a bunch of questions like, what if? What if, in putting together this 1857 massacre site, Gwen puts together the face of the founder of the Mormon Church, Joseph Smith? And what if he had survived 12 years after he was supposed to have died in Carthage, Illinois? And so from these what-if thoughts, you come up with an idea of, well, what would happen if that happened? And it becomes very exciting, and doing the research and finding out, is there a possibility it could happen?
Yeah, no kidding. And mentioning the fact that you're a breast cancer survivor, and, of course, you know, October is the month that we really focus on that, and you see pink everywhere and whatnot. What would you tell women about about taking charge when it comes to breast cancer? I know five people who have breast cancer, and they survived and went through it, and they started. My youngest friend was just 28 years old, all the way up to 57.
Oh, my gosh. Mine was because I kept thinking, well, breast cancer doesn't run in my family. Mm. I'm not at risk, and I don't need to have a breast exam. And I went 12 years. And so in that amount of time, it went from stage 0 to stage 2, And it was never a lump. It was never anything I could have discovered with any kind of breast exam. It took a mammogram to discover it. And once they discovered it, it had already passed to my lymph nodes. But with all the money going into breast cancer, there's a lot of research, and there's survivability. As long as you're not into stage four, which is not a good thing, the survivability is so much greater now. And that's the best thing. But you don't want to wait to find out, gosh, I don't think I really need to do that. Because you really do.
Yeah, that's great for you to say that, because I'm sure there's people out there that feel just like you do, that they don't need to get one. Maybe they're too young, or they don't have it in their family, or any of that. But you're saying flat out, if you didn't have the mammogram, you wouldn't have known.
I wouldn't have known, and I would have found it probably at a point when it would have been too late. As it was, I had a mastectomy, had to have reconstructive surgery, though I do have a very nice set up now, but that's really going about it the wrong way.
Yeah, so you say you can come out on the other end, right? What did you do in going through the process to keep yourself up? How did you keep yourself up and just not focus on, I guess, negative things?
Well, I had such a rip-snorting sense of humor that I tried to find what was funny about everything that I could do, which went so far as to take a cow bolus, a cow pill, which is about the size of a chihuahua, and stick it in a jar and take it to the doctor and say, I can't take these pills anymore. I just can't get them down. And putting on wigs and just stuffing my bra with a stuffed green frog for the doctor to examine. And so a sense of humor, making sure the doctor knew at any given time that I was going to take it the way it was meant, that I was going to work through this, that I was going to not let it get me down, and that I would find the humor and the joy and the blessings that are there. And there are blessings, believe it or not.
Yeah, very well said. I have to tell you, by the way, when you said that people are worried that they can't draw, that they have to be a big artist, no one would ever be able to solve a crime if I had to draw it. Cause I'm telling you, if I had to draw the perps, I am like the Etch-a-Sketch stick figure person. I don't know. You would have no idea what you were looking at. If it was up to me, the bad guys would get away, I have to say. I'd be a tough one for you to work with.
Oh, no, Kate. Oh, no. Next time we have to get together, I will teach you how to draw, and you will be astounded at what you're able to do.
I love that.
You can draw.
I love that. I'm going to hold you to that. If we're in the same city, we'll film it and we'll put it up, and you can show me that even a person who can just draw stick figures can actually do something that looks like somebody. I love it. Carrie Stewart Park's always fun to have you on the show. You're terrific. Pick up her book. It's awesome. Go on Amazon.com. Cry from the Dust. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. They know it's just no use.
All right, don't be shut out of the conversation. Remember, you can throw in your two cents. Anytime, left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Let's go out to Jack, who's listening to us in Australia. Hey, Jack, how are you?
Hello, Kate. I'm just curious, why couldn't they get a whole lot of fire trucks and helicopter water bombers to dump all that seawater onto the lava onto there? Are you trying to tell me that Hollywood lied to me like they did in the Tommy Lee Jones film Volcano? It worked in Los Angeles.
Yeah, in the movies it works, not in real life, Jack. It is crazy. Lava's the machine that you don't want to mess with. So, yeah, it's strange. Funny.
I just find it funny that a lot of the 9/11 truthers out there actually use the scene in that film where they quickly wire up a bill and drop a building with explosives as an explanation for how the towers came down.
Yeah, it doesn't quite work, but I understand what you mean. Good levity is good, Jack. Thank you. Very funny. Yeah, you know, it goes back to that whole conversation about the the flowing lava. Somebody one time for a Christmas present gave me a thing where they, you know, the whisk that you whisk the eggs in or whatever, where the whisk, they'd taken a whisk and stuck it in the lava, and they were selling things that people put in the lava where you would just, it would be attached to the bottom of whatever it was, and then there would be the hardened lava on the rest of it. But people who thought they were okay tried to get close to it, and their shoes stuck, and they were lucky to get out of their shoes. So not something you want to mess with it in any sense of the word, for sure. All right, speaking of don't mess with whatever, don't mess with, I think, the election results. I talked at one point last hour about the calibrations and the fact that they're discussing this problem in Maryland, that they've got a couple of districts where they're having some problems. Somebody votes for a Republican, or they want to vote Republican, and it's shifting to Democrat. Well, then of course they got to check the machines, and they're looking at the recalibrations of it. And you've got you know, a new poll out that shows that 70% of Americans are angry at the country's direction. So here we go. We are close to Election Day. What is that going to mean for what happens with voters and how they decide to vote? If 7 in 10 are upset at where we're headed, 53% of Americans disapprove of the president's job performance. So not good signs normally for Democrats, and that's why you have people like Karl Rove, when he does his segment on Fox, saying that all signs are pointing to Republicans because of how upset people are in the positions that we're talking about. So the Democrats are trying to save the Senate majority, and they're hoping to prevent more problems in the House, which the Republicans control by a huge margin there. You know that, 234 to 201. And in the Senate, Republicans only need 6 seats. And some of those Senate seats are in real jeopardy. And then that majority switches, you're talking about a Democratic president having to deal with Republican majorities in both chambers. If in the South, you have Louisiana, Arkansas, North Carolina, there's problems there for Democrats who are looking to be reelected. And in the Midwest, the Democrats are trying to hold an open Senate seat in Iowa, but that approval rating really is looming large in this one. I keep saying it over and over again, but there is no doubt that the voter turnout could play a big part with the Senate numbers, a huge part with the Senate numbers. So it's not a surprise that the president has stayed away from campaigning for Senate candidates in some of these areas where people are furious at what's going on in Washington. And then some of the seats that are held by Democrats that are in jeopardy that could be won by Republicans. Montana, South Dakota, West Virginia. So do the math with the number 6, and it may flip. I mean, with Congress, only 13% of Americans approve of how they're handling their job, and 85% disapprove. So it is absolutely a numbers game. Absolutely. And with dissatisfaction, especially with presidents, that's where we see the jump. But will the, as I've already talked about, will the people, you know, in other words, if you've got a Democratic president, will we have the same situation we had with Bill Clinton, who clearly could work with the Republican majority, even if they sparred over some of the issues, there were still laws that got passed and things that happened where I'm not so sure with the climate that we're in that happens or not. I mean, I don't think it's the same. So when you try to compare what happened with Clinton, I'm not so sure that, in fact, I'm sure it's completely opposite of the way people are now as how they feel about the lawmakers. I don't know that you can make that leap. I think it would be the same old logjam that we see. In fact, maybe even, you know, maybe even a little bit worse. Coming up in here on America Tonight, we're going to go to the mailbag in our next segment. And a good reminder for everybody that we are going to move this week only our popular segment, Nail the Score, to our Tuesday into Wednesday second hour final segment. So Tuesday into Wednesday, Nail the Score, coming up on our next show. I've had a lot of questions about that. Just for next week, that gets shifted. So make a note of that for all of you that like to send me emails, who listen to see what the game is, and you want to play along. That's when we'll do it. And coming up next, we're going to have the mailbag. A lot of people had thoughts on Ebola, as always, but also on some of the elections. So I'm starting to see a shift there where people want to talk about what are some of the areas of the country where the Senate seats, for example, are up for grabs, which I just mentioned some of them, and how close do I think the contests are going to be. And the answer to that is in the places where I mentioned, this polls clearly show that it looks iffy. It doesn't look as though it's going to be a blowout. Speaking of iffy, in Washington, they're saying the BP oil spill left an oily bathtub ring, that's what they're calling it, a bathtub ring, on the seafloor that's about the size of, as it was described, Rhode Island. There was a study that was done by David Ballantyne, who is the chief scientist on the federal damage assessed by research ships, and he's saying that 10 million gallons of oil that we all know, remember seeing the live feed, that coagulated on the floor of the Gulf of Mexico around the Deepwater Horizon's oil rig. That's what we have. You know, that's what it is. That's what that spill has done. There's sort of a ring that you see when you have that kind of concentrated level. And they call it, it's not an unusual thing, it's called a bath ring because of the size of it and how it looks. And oil levels inside the ring were as much as 10,000 times higher than outside the 12,000 square mile ring. And it's that chemical component of the oil that was found on the seafloor anywhere from 2/3 of a mile to a mile below the surface. Boy, and, you know, it shows you how fast time flies. Think of when that rig exploded. You got to go back to April of 2010. April of 2010. They're still trying to figure out where all the oil went and what the effects are, because it was 172 million gallons of oil that went into the Gulf through the summer. I mean, I don't know how many times I looked at that live feed, and it was just gushing out. And as you know, we did, I guess it was 2010, we went to Mississippi, and we did a remote from the Gulf Coast and talked to a lot of people about what the damage was and how they assess it. And it was shocking to me, some of the things that we saw, but BP was really cleaning up, especially in that Biloxi area, a lot of the oil and a lot of the problems that they had. And I guess there's just so many other things you don't realize that still exist there. That's why they continue these studies, obviously. We're checking the mail next on America Tonight.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com. We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, there's cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
What's the need to plead my case? No, oh yes, just send me in the outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true with diamonds and gold, but that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, yeah, trouble now. I'm in trouble, y'all. I stir my eyes, and I'm in trouble.
All right, welcome back to America Tonight. You have blown me away once again with the amount of people reacting to what we're talking about, whether it's Ebola or it's all the way to the elections, because, hey, we're a week away, depending on where you're listening. We're right in that ballpark, and people are upset, as I said in our last segment, and clearly you can see that in the emails that we've received. So on that note, let's quickly check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. All right, this one from Christopher, who says, Kate, I am sick and tired of the same old. What is there to say other than boot out the losers, the lamos, the disinterested, and those who have infected our policies and get in fresh blood? That's what we need. Look down any guide in the House and in the Senate. It seems like you see the same old faces. And we do. And that, my friend, is part of the problem. Time to look for a new breed. In America, I know we can do it. Make your vote count no matter where you live. All right. Yeah, it's, you know, it's the old argument. If you don't like who you have, who's representing you in Washington, don't complain about it, vote on it. Now, it doesn't mean that your person is going to necessarily win, but the more politically active you become, the more people that you find, where you find somebody who fits the description of what we're just talking about there in that email, what Christopher said, then the better chances you have of catching that right person in the net. You know, there is the sarcastic view of, oh, there are no good politicians anymore, and there's nobody who represents me, and I can tell and look at the makeup, and there's reasons to be frustrated, because I'm right there with you. It is ridiculous, but the only way to break the logjam, the only way to get the people in who you think clearly represent your point of view at least a little bit better is to be involved, because being on the outside just means that the same old people will keep winning in whatever office it is that we're talking about, Senate, House, etc. All right, here's another one. This one comes to us from Marv, who says, Kate, I've listened to the show for a long time. I understand you're from New Jersey. I'm from New Jersey, too. What exit are you from? I couldn't resist. So Chris Christie is getting hammered about Ebola, but I have to say thumbs up to Chris Christie for doing what he always says he's going to do. And that is, whether it gets him into hot water or not, what he thinks is the right way for the Garden State to go. And this time it's against the grain once again, at least for the White House, because he thinks that the workers should be quarantined when they come back from West Africa because of Ebola. So he should keep fighting the fight. He should stick to his response, no matter what the White House says. What do you think? Well, I think if somebody's who's handled Ebola patients, of course, we see what's happening with the healthcare workers. So if I go to Liberia and I am one of those souls and I'm trying to help, but I'm Doctors Without Borders, and I come back and I've, however many people I've dealt with, I think it's fair to think that, yeah, I got to be tested. They got to monitor me. They got to watch me because of where I was, the close proximity, especially in West Africa, because the spread and bodily fluids and hiding people with Ebola. You know, there's no way around that. There's no disguising it. If you remember, we talked to Dr. Stone a couple of weeks ago, who flat out said exactly that's what was happening. So how do you know when you're in those regions, when you're in those camps, and when you're in those clinics, that you're not being exposed in some other way, despite taking numerous precautions, which is what Dr. Kent Brantley would tell you he did, which is what Nancy Reitbold, the aide who got Ebola, those two had it rough, and both of them, of course, took precautions. Precautions don't mean, hey, there's no way you're going to get Ebola. So I'm on the side of Cuomo and Christie and others who say there's got to be a quarantine for the direct contact thing. Not for the direct contact, I get it. That's why temperatures and watching people and all of that. But direct contact, I think it's a gimme. It's a layup to do that, especially when we're talking about numbers and numbers and numbers and numbers of people. When you get it deeper into the numbers, absolutely. Absolutely. Now let's take another one here. This one, it comes to us from Jake in Austin. It's my usual, Kate. I can't help it. It's almost like a daily rant for me. It feels good to get it off my chest. I think more people should do the same thing, and they would probably feel the same way I do about your show. What a great outlet it is. And you always invite all points of view, so I approve. Let's put it that way. This kid with the selfie with the gun and texting the people, the kids, to come to the same table is such a depressing story, because everything that you read about him says that, yeah, people liked him. He was a prom king and had many, many friends. Was this simply a case of being jilted and an ex-girlfriend, something else that we don't know? It's interesting you say that about the ex-girlfriend, because that was one of the things that happened, that he sent a selfie to the ex-girlfriend where he was holding the gun that you're talking about not too long before that attack happened. is it the same gun in the picture or not? Who cares about that? I think that there may be some significance about it. What happened in this breakup thing? He's a kid. You know, was his heart smashed? Was it a mutual thing? There's going to be some answer in this story that's going to be, that's in the middle of this somehow. You have two girls that were killed. One made it to the hospital, but died at the hospital late on Sunday. You have another who died at the scene. Then you had four others who were wounded. You had a hero teacher, because that's a hero teacher that stopped it from continuing. But it seems as though they were targeted. Otherwise, why the texts, and why are they all at the same table? I mean, it's pretty clear, I would say. And what's going on with these students, and how are they dealing with this at this Marysville Pitchuck High School, is the name of it. It's just outside of Seattle, in coping with the feelings that must be right there at the surface, and just struggling for the answer. You know, what led to this? How did this happen? This isn't a random thing, if there was the text, so there's more that we don't know, and what could possibly make this young freshman decide this was what he was going to do, and then just have the blank look on his face as it was described by many of the kids that were right there, and then having trouble reloading, and then that was part of the downfall, the end of that happening, thank goodness. But can you imagine how his parents feel that this has happened? I mean, they lost a kid too, but they have to be stunned by all the accounts. I mean, there's not one person who's come forward to say, oh boy, there was problems. You could see it. You knew something wasn't right underneath. And usually you get that anyway, but not at all. Nobody is saying that. I mean, he just clearly something had gotten under his skin. All right, one quick one. As I go off, I don't want to go too far off on the tangent. This one from Bill in Illinois. Kate, you remember me. I've emailed the show quite a bit. I think it's shocking what's happened in Washington. Another school shooting. Kids witnessing violence right in front of their face must be so frightening. Don't you think? You're in high school. You're certainly not expecting that to happen. And when the parents get word that there's a school shooting, I bet they run like hell to get to that school. Yeah, I think they drive there as fast as they can. And that's always the scene you see. Somebody, some news crew gets a helicopter in the air, and you see people scattering in a lot of different directions. And it was no different, in Washington after Jalen Freiberg opened fire. But now this selfie with the gun to the ex-girlfriend, the fact that there was the text for all the victims to sit at the same lunch table, pretty creepy, gotta say. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.